think about and consider all the ones in the scriptures that listen to God's voice. We have to learn to hear God's voice. God's voice begins in the Spirit. And when I feel the Spirit, it excites me. And it begins to make me want to speak. It makes a voice, a different voice, rise up in me. It begins to bring out things, Jamie, that weren't there when I came in the door. And I might not have prepared it. It might not be in my notes. It might not be what I read all week long. But that's all right. It might not be the song that I practiced, but that's all right. If it's God's voice leading you, you've got to do it. It might not be the prayer that you prayed all your life, but if you go and lay hands on somebody, it's necessary. Think and consider about how many different events could have been shifted another direction had they not heard and listened and followed what God spoke. There's so many times that God speaks to us, and yet we question and do not move and do not obey because we feel like that we own the right to that choice. God, oh, I'm telling you, wants us to be willing to move when He speaks it. I wish more than anything that we get in a place that people come in and they get help and there's no debating on whether I'm going to get in and help them or not. That Danny, that I just know that it's my duty as somebody in the body of Christ to go and help them. Amen. I believe in Isaiah it says that He spoke with a strong hand. When it comes to you, you're not going to have to debate it. It also says that my sheep know my voice. I'm a stranger, they want to follow. And I'm tired of us being cowards. I'm just going to call it. I'm the one that seems to be put on that place to do that and probably the one that gets talked about the most, but I'm tired of us being cowards. If God speaks to you to be obedient, then that's the time to be obedient, brother. Well, I might get in the way. Boo-hoo. That's flesh. God wants you to do it, or He wouldn't have spoke it to you to get up and do. Amen. Form and fashion is fleshly, man-made stuff. The very concept of time that we run on is different than what others ran on in the past. It is an adaptation of what we think that it should be now. Therefore, when we think that we have to be on some kind of schedule to make sure that we get this, this, and this done by such and such time, I understand that and I get all that. But if God wants it done in the very beginning, wants you to preach it as soon as He gives it to you from the get-go, I hope that you would move. If it would deliver them, I hope that you would just get up and do it, because we're living in a day where we don't have time to wait. We don't have time to do all this debating. And all this, Lord, is it me? Or Lord, is it, do I need to wait? Or do I need to go? Do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? Are you there in that moment where you're sitting there struggling, thinking, Lord, do I need to move? But when you hear God's voice, it's a simple thing. It's a still small voice. You can begin to just rise up and praise God and know that He's nigh unto you, and He'll lead you out deeper into the deeper things of the Spirit. And don't you know that it'll rub off on somebody and it'll let them know that God is in the house? And then when it comes on more than just one, it becomes more than just a flicker in the hearts of two or three. It becomes a fire and more than just me. It's something that we should have in us, something that should be there before we ever get inside these doors. Well, this is what I'll leave you with. If you think God does not speak to you, God communicates through your circumstances. Oh, yes, He does. If that does not rock your world, when you feel like the world is closing in, when you feel like that everything is over, you begin to come to yourself and say, what am I going to do? and we get to a place where our trust has to be applied to something, and we begin to be in a place where our faith has to go somewhere, and you have a choice. You can give up on your life. You can. Or you can place your trust in some form of something. Now, I don't know what you put your trust in, but when my back is against the wall, the only thing that I know to do is begin to trust God. No matter how old you are, anybody can understand that. You don't have to have any great big words, but all that I know, all that is in me, Beth, when the lights are off and the doors are locked and I'm at home and life is normal and everything feels like that is caving in, I still trust God. Do you still trust God when the times get tough? Do you still listen for God's voice to lead you in the troubled times? Or do we just push Him off to the side and say, Lord, only when I really need You, not right now. God, I'm living life the way I want to, not right now. I don't want to be in a place where I am only calling on God in sheer desperation. I want to call on God and give Him praise when it's due, when He blesses me, and then when times get hard, He recognizes that I've been there and not left the whole time. God wants us to be stable. He would rather have us hot or cold. You see, people can't be drawn by lukewarm vessels. If you hand somebody a bottle of water that's not been put in the refrigerator, it's not very refreshing to them. It doesn't quench them. Even if you let them have it and they drink it, they still feel unsatisfied because it does not satisfy the thirst. But the Spirit of God is life unto people. And only until we listen to the voice of God and move by the Spirit of God can we be life unto others. And I'm telling you guys, the Spirit of God is life. And if we are not unlocking the Spirit of God, there is no life in us. We might as well put up our headstones next to our pews and write our names next to it and put the date on there and said, this is the day I officially gave up on God. You bet I did, because there's so many Christians out there, they've already dried up, there's only bones coming in the door, and God's still looking for soldiers that's listening to His voice. That's the only way that we're going to be able to help people that really need help. You hear me? I'm proud of us, but I'm never going to be satisfied with where we are. We've got to do more because we've got so much more ahead of us, right? So what can I leave you with? Be listening for God's voice. Let's do three applied examples. Everybody hold one up. The first example that we'll think about this week is when we're around somebody else and we're communicating in a conversation and we feel like that it's a worldly one, and we'll say, God, where's Your voice in this conversation? Where's the number two? The second thing that we'll begin to realize is that if I'm sitting around at home and I've got nothing better to do, I'll begin to communicate to God because He is due the communication. Number three, instead of venting all my frustrations and all my things to people who really don't even care about my feelings and my problems, I'm going to get down and pray a lot more often this week and let God know exactly what's on my heart. Amen? That's a challenge. I hope somebody gets on board. I hope to hear testimonies.